The operation didn't do it, it's because it's so long finding that appendix to take it out. Those intestines got chilled out there and they just never did function anymore. And he had that leakage of the heart, they're afraid to put him to sleep too much, you know. They didn't give him much either, they just kind of give him shots and kept him from hurting. Morphine, I guess. Kept him asleep on morphine, I imagine. He lived about 4 or 5 days after the operation passed away.
When you saw somebody on the street, you'd say they looked a little bit what?
Well, you look like you've been sick. Have you been sick or something like that?
How would you say a person like that might feel? Oh, I bet he feels a little.
Oh, I think he'd say, well, he just don't feel too good. Got one upstairs this morning. He's a counselor for the school kids. And he don't feel good. I tried to make him go home, but of course what I say don't amount to nothing. They think I'm too old to know anything, and I guess I am, but I knew he was, I could look at him and tell he didn't feel like sitting up. Why he came to work, I don't know. He had a bad heart condition. He got a cold in his chest and coughing deep. I told him, fool around and get pneumonia before he know it. And the condition he is in, he just couldn't last. He don't seem to think it amounts to anything. But I wish he wouldn't do it. Good old boy, and I'd hate to see him just hanging around up here. I told him, I said, now, your job is important. That's true. But I said, it's not so important that it can't wait for you to get better to tend to it. He said, that's right. So I said, well, why don't you go home and go to the hospital or get a doctor out the house and do something. You ain't right. You're not able to work. I know I'm not. Well,
yeah.
I don't understand.
Now you might ask somebody like how they felt. Somebody would like that, how they felt. He'd say, oh, I feel a little bit
better. I feel off.
I feel a little puny. You ever say that? Folks say puny.
He talked last week like he thought he'd go to the hospital over the weekend and get, let him do something for his heart condition, you know, but he didn't do it.
Now, Mr. What would you call a man who was big and strong? You'd call him what? Who can lift weights? You say he's...
I would just call him a kind of a bully or something.
Well, just a man who, you know, a farmer maybe who...
Call him a
big,
giant.
Big man.
He might not be such a big man, but be strong as a giant.
So he looks like an awful what?
Awful strong man. And which he is.
Robust?
Or? My wife got a nephew.